welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am totally grateful to be with you on this second day of February 2019, and we're going to look at the the four-letter word that's not a four-letter word. Yes, the word that strikes terror in the hearts of all people. Giving, and we're going to talk about it because I often get these questions from people about their giving. I formulated three of the most controversial questions I could find among the group. Usually people just want some kind of quasi-explanation for why they should give, but these go a little further, and I thought they'd be fun. I want to remind you, while we're on the subject, that it is only through your contributions, your tax-deductible gifts, that you can keep this radio program alive. It is only because of people of generosity, people of kindness, rather than the people of money, that only think about money per se, that you are listening to this radio program. And I want to thank my sponsors for making all of this possible. If not for them, I don't know where we would be. I certainly know I would not be on the air. And I hope that you enjoy this radio program enough or find it to be helpful, useful in your life, relevant enough to keep it going and become a sponsor. You know, you get a lot of things for your sponsorship, a lot of gifts. And if you go to the website at aspire.org, you'll see we have improved the website by having a sponsor's corner. It's where all sponsors can go to download whatever it is that is rightfully theirs, the podcast, the video cast, the commentaries, their message of the month. Also, if they want to listen to discourses, TV discourses I did over the many years on all the subjects, there's 120 of them there for you. They're there for you to download any way you like or use any way you like in that regard. And enjoy yourself and hopefully bring about some awareness about what life is all about and what you're all about. It's all there. It's been simplified. In fact, the whole website has been simplified, and I hope that you will go and take a look at it. If you're interested, there is a little section there that says, why become a sponsor, and it will explain where your donations go and why they're so deeply important. Giving. This is totally unnatural for people. Totally unnatural. They don't want to give. People, this goes against DNA. You have to understand. My DNA and your DNA are here to keep us surviving, to keep our head above water, as it were. I don't know what the fear might be that you have no place to live or whatever, you're going to live under a bridge. And some people do. I mean, some people really do. I feed some of those people. They need help, and I'm not ashamed to say that I make sure that some of them have food and a place to sleep. So it is what it is with people, and we all have various forms of the way we think of as giving and money and all of that. And I thought it would be interesting for us to explore a little bit of this. And if you ever want to ask questions about all of this, you know how to get a hold of me, greg@aspire.org. Here's the first one from Henry. He lives in California. That's what he says. I don't give. I don't love. I don't want. Am I on the right track? Am I on the good, as it were? Henry. Well, Henry, the I don't want, and that's about it. That's on the quote-unquote good, as you say. You say, I don't give, I don't love, I don't want. Well, I personally don't think that you are getting my message here. And if you're doing this because of something I've said, you've misunderstood, and please forgive me. To give is essential. I mean, absolutely essential. And it must be understood that you give not because you should, but because you can. And if you can't give, it's because, like you say, you don't love. What a tragedy. And you think because you don't love that maybe you don't want. Maybe that's what you're saying to me. Maybe you don't want anything for yourself, you're thinking, or whatever. Listen to me and try to understand, Henry. Giving has to come from the heart. It can't come from human emotion. If it comes from human emotion, then my giving is about sympathy. It's about pity. It's about fear. And I'm putting fear into that gift, and I'm making that gift unwholesome. And many people do this, as you might know, because that's what they do. They look at somebody and they think, well, I wouldn't want that to happen to me. Other people think, well, I think they're on bad times, and I'll help them a little bit and see if I can, make things better for them. We all have our reasons feeling sorry. Maybe we're doing well and we look at them and feel bad that they aren't. And all these symbiotic sympathy things that we do, we think are the source of our giving. Many, many years ago, I stood before a congregation and it came time for them to pay for the discourse. And I explained that to them. We have lights, we have air conditioning, we have, janitorial services, we've got musicians, we've got all these things, and you enjoy them, you partake of them, and now it's time to help pay for them. And somebody said, I always had an open forum for the congregation, and somebody raised their hand and said, why should we give? And I said, are you enjoying this? And, oh, yeah, we enjoy it, but why should we give? And I looked at this person. I walked over to them, and I said, you don't give because you should or you'd better. You give because you can. Well, come to find out, while everybody has the potential to give, a lot of people, Henry, like yourself, cannot give. And it restricts and retards the way you live your life. It formulates inside of you a phobia, a mania, even a passion not to give. Because it accelerates your genetic nature and it accelerates your DNA for survival. And this survival mechanism that we have in our DNA is implanted in our body via, the many thousands of years of our existence here on Earth when we were, beating dragons to eat them or whatever it was that people ate in those days. So survival and fighting for survival and taking what's not ours and yada, 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 all became very much instilled in the human body. And then it was perpetuated through having baby after baby after baby, thousands, millions of children, and perpetuating that pain, that sorrow, that need for survival, existence of cruelty. Anything we could to survive. And then we awaken these genes inside of us, these chromosomes, through birth and through who we were born to and with and from and all of that. It gets very complicated. Read the book, Behave. And if you do, you'll start to understand a little bit about the biology of it all. But what I want you to understand more than anything is the futility of living in this manner. It is only through compassion that I can truly give. And people interpret compassion in a couple of ways. Some people interpret it as being a do-gooder. The other fol-de-rol in all of that is that you give because some God, or what some people call the higher power, wants you to. So you're a puppet of that. And if you live in that demeanor, that manner, that way, you will miss the whole thing. You will miss the meaning of your life and the totality of it and the beauty of it, because that's not the purpose of giving. You don't give to be wealthy. You don't give to be a good person. You don't give because God wants you to give. God wanted you to give, let him do it. And if you're the one that's supposed to do it, then what choice do you have? These are the things that people think. I've heard these all of my life. You know, if God wanted me to give, he'd tell me. Well, maybe he did. Well, I didn't hear it, so, you know. Ignorance of the law is the excuse, and all this craziness goes on and on and on, and sometimes it's more than I can even bear. But here's the deal. I give because I can. I work at hospice because I can, and I have for many, many, many years. I help people who I see around town who need help. My students do it as well. I'm very, very happy they do that. That when they see someone who's hungry or whatever, they go out of their way to help them. And the thought is, well, if you keep doing that, these people are going to keep hanging around and you're not helping them. That's none of my business. If you cross my path and you need help, that is my business. If I don't help you, I will miss. I will miss what the opportunity of life is all about. I will miss the beauty of everything that is important in this lifetime. I will miss. Some people don't think that's a big deal, but it is. It's a tremendously big deal, because the merit of my generosity, or the lack thereof, has a direct effect on my karma, on my understanding. More than that, it becomes the path of my heart. And if I am not generous, I have no path to my heart. I will not be able to forgive. And the most important thing in this lifetime, my dear ones, no matter what anybody may tell you, is to forgive. Giving and forgiving come from the heart. They are the most necessary of all elements of human understanding, of human activity. And they have to exceed human activity, because your human will not forgive. Your human cannot give. Your human does not care. It's only about survival. Henry, you're not on the good, as you say here. You're on a path of the pedestrian mentality. And there isn't anything I could say to you to change that, because you're following your body's genetics. So that is going to be the way it's going to be for you until you learn something else. You can't learn the profound lessons of life through the means of morality, the means of the body, the means of emotionality. It can't be done. And what makes sense to you? Love is nonsensical. It's magnificent. It's beauty. It's totality. Henry, I wish you well. I do. And I hope that in some way I've maybe planted a seed here or there for you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question is from Roseanne. She does not tell me where she lives, although I think I know where she lives, but I won't say by what she wrote in her email. What I want is more than what I am willing to give, Greg. Will God punish me for this? Roseanne. God doesn't punish nor reward. You're thinking of God like a man or a woman? Are you out of your mind? No, you're in your mind. Excuse me. No, it does not work like that. It is not a matter of thumbs up or thumbs down for you or any of us. We build our energies by what we do, by what we live from the intent. And if my intent is to be selfish and prideful and to only think of myself and have the human rationale for that, the human reasoning for that, I will miss the whole thing. I will miss what's really important. You're honest, though, and I'm very intrigued by the kind of yin-yang of your email to me. What I want is more than what I am willing to give. That is an amazing kind of... Well, you admitted it. It's an admission that I find extremely intelligent, actually. Because if you can understand that, you've nailed your own problem. Now you understand what your issue is. Now, it may not affect you financially. It may affect you somewhere else in your life. I don't know. I'm not a soothsayer. I don't know. But if you look at it deeply, if you really look at it deeply, wanting more than what we're willing to give is the issue of the world. You can't complain about what's happening in our world. You can't complain about politics or religion or philosophy or whatever. You can't do it because you're a part of it. You have to begin to live beyond the beyond, beyond the part of it that lives as it does in the, shall we say, the culture of confinement of the pedestrian mentality. If you want more than you're willing to give, then you are way off base in your life. And it will come to roost in other places in your life, in relationship. Usually it roosts there, but it goes other places too. I've watched it go into death and how people approach death, how they live their life in fear, running from death, running from what they're afraid of all the time, just living in the fear of fear. Even not even knowing what that fear is and running and running and running and trying to avoid it. And if you ask them, what are you trying to avoid? That person will say, I don't know. I don't know. To want more than what we're willing to give. Well, it kind of goes with my saying, you have to want love more than wanting what you think you love or what you think is love. I have said that on Aspire. It just raised the ire of the public, and I got tons of mail on it. How can you say that? You and I assume that the, quote, love we feel, end quote, is authentic, is real, should be acknowledged, should be the quintessential of what, you know, our life is all about. We know what love is. You ask any person, what is love? They'll tell you what they think love is. That doesn't mean it's love. Not at all. We give because we are love. We give because we are the love of this life, of this whole life. I recently gave my students at a workshop to get them ready for our Mount Madonna retreat. I gave them this exercise to realize just one thing. You are so very loved. You are, everyone listening to my voice, you are so very much loved. You may not know it, you may not realize it, you may not think it to be true, but you are very much loved. Very much. May not be in the way you want to think of love, but nonetheless, unless the none, you are loved. And if you can really absorb into that and feel the frequency of what it means to be loved that much, you will find that you're compelled to give. You're just compelled to. It's more than obsession, compulsion, instinct, human instinct. You're compelled in love to give. You have the freedom to give, which is one of the greatest freedoms a person can ever know. It isn't the freedom to do what you want. It's the freedom to give. And as I've said before, the freedom to forgive. These are the things that matter the most in the life we live here on earth. You miss, my darling. You miss. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Carol. She says she lives in Nevada. What good does it do to give with so many that need? It isn't about helping people like you give a dollar and that dollar, you know, helps this person or this person, even though it does. It isn't about the many. Don't you see? The good of giving helps us all. When you give, it's more than money. It's the extension of love, and that love can spread to those who are willing, who are susceptible. To be susceptible to love is what life is all about. To be so susceptible to it that whenever a gesture in this world is made out of the authentic love, you feel it somewhere inside of you. And it gives you cause. It gives you the feel of what it is to further that giving by giving to someone else or something else. And this just keeps going and going and going until you get it. Until you actually get it. You get what it means to give. There are laws that are in place and principles that are in place that we do not understand, that we do not comprehend due to the way we think and how we reason our life out. We miss the whole thing. It is very important for you to understand, very important for me to understand, all of us, that it is only in our giving that we find the meaning of our existence. You want to change the world? You want things to be perpetually more kind, more merciful? Then show the mercy you want in your own life. Give what you need. That's my little rule for me. I give what I need. Patience, kindness, forgiveness, mercy. And to give mercy, maybe through money, through donation, through time, through effort, you change everything. You change the way the world operates. More importantly, even, you change the way you operate. And if you keep following this, as most people follow their hate and their compulsion for hate, you will start to realize this is such a blessed place to live. And when you feel tremendous gratitude for the sake of being able to give, you will also find tremendous gratitude for the sake of being able to forgive. And when you can give and forgive and these things matter to you, you set into motion something that is beyond the beyond. You set into motion love in your own life and in the lives of many. And all of this adds merit to your life. I hope that helps you. I do. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there you are. Could have gone on further, but gotta go. So have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow, and we'll continue in our trilogy of spiritual awakening. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.